Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. 6,500 years ago, in the Middle East, Mesopotamians were the first people to domesticate birds, and rock doves were the first birds to be domesticated. At first, they were raised for food, and later, for their ability to carry messages. Birds that escaped captivity and became feral maintained their close association with people. Rock doves proved to be remarkably adaptable, and they're still with us today, more commonly known as pigeons.
These birds are close cousins to mourning doves and band-tailed pigeons, wild birds native to North America that are seasonal visitors to Alaska. Rock doves were introduced to North America in Nova Scotia by French settlers in the early 1600s. As people spread across the continent, rock doves came with them. Wild rock doves nest in cliffs. In the urban landscape, bridges and the ledges of buildings serve as nest sites. Rock doves, or pigeons, mate for life. Both the male and the female guard the nest, incubate the eggs, and feed the young. Like other doves and pigeons, rock doves produce crop milk or pigeon milk, a rich, high-fat food they regurgitate to feed their nestlings.
Although rock doves are not migratory and tend to stay close to their favorite feeding sites, they are good flyers. Homing pigeons are specially bred rock doves that are well known for their ability to find their way home, some covering 600 miles in a day. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Denise Falcon.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.